Yes, hello, this is Christina Magnusson here. It was part of the family's summer routine that we went down to Sofiru. So I did that right from the start, and we kept to that even after my father had died. So every summer we spent some days at the end of June at Sofiru. You had to be well behaved as a child, and you weren't allowed to run about the place just as you liked. But nonetheless, we were always so warmly welcomed when we came. Yes, it probably seems strange for people today who go around in the summer wearing shorts and loose shirts. But that's not what our grandfather did. His summer outfit consisted of white trousers that were made of some fine wool and white shoes that were chalked by his valet every day so that were always clean and spruce. And with that, he had a jacket and a soft shirt. Not a cotton shirt, but a soft shirt with a tie. That was how he dressed. And that tie he could take off now and then when he was down on his knees, weeding the flower beds, or crawling around in the rhododendron bushes. But otherwise, he was very neat and tidy. The colour scheme in this house was perhaps a little unusual. It was thanks to the changes Sofiru had undergone during the period when my grandparents moved in, that it was lightened up and the whole house was painted in light pastel colours. All the bedrooms were furnished with white furniture, fairly typical, and usually curtains in floral chintz and floral bedspreads on the beds. So it really was a summery home. He realized the house would probably have to be altered in the future, and I don't believe he had anything against that. But that the garden must be kept, that was what was most important for him. Of course, there were discussions among his children about the bequest that by then he had made known that he intended to leave Sofiru to Helsingborg. There was no one in the family who could contemplate taking over such a large estate with all the work involved, above all with the garden. I don't think any of us would have done that. So it's an excellent solution, as it turned out, that the city of Helsingborg took it over.